Okay, so we were discussing the Gemara here in Beis Hamikdash. We'll try to finish with this today. We were discussing the problem of ovos and toldos in Nezikin. So far what we have is that Rav Papa makes the suggestion that yesh v'yesh, that when it comes to the question of whether toldoseim are kiyotzevahem or lav kiyotzevahem, when it comes to Nezikin, that the answer is not as simple yes or no as it seems to be when it comes to Shabbos and when it comes to Tumah. Shabbos we say toldoseim kiyotzevahem, and Tumah we say toldoseim are lav kiyotzevahem. And when it comes to Nezikin, according to our Papa, yesh mehem kiyotzevahem v'yesh mehem lav kiyotzevahem. Then the Gemara, understandably, wants to follow up on that and to try to figure out what which ones are kiyotze, which ones are shalom kiyotze. So that's when the Gemara begins its analysis of the different ovos nezikin. And the first one, the Gemara begins by saying, Tan Rabbana gimel avos nemer b'shor, hakeren hashen v'haregel. And we discussed last week was, what does it mean if we say lav kiyotze bahen? And we discussed basically several different approaches. Lav kiyotze bahen, according to Rashi, means that you would be potter for the tolda, even though you're chayiv for the av. That seems to be a very big chiddush, to say that the av you're chayiv and the tolda you're the gamri potter. That seems very far reaching. We discussed the positions of the Rif and the Rambam, and the way the Rosh reads the Rif. Namely, that really what the Gemara is trying to figure out is whether or not the Rif says the parent is a paradigm of chiv nezek shalem and chatzi nezek. Nezek shalem is a typical case, but you have chatzi nezek in the case of keren tam. If you have an animal, a domesticated animal, that damages unexpectedly, so the first three times before you're warned of it, right, you only pay chatzi nezek, that's tam. The Rif says that the Gemara's safek is whether or not we limit the distinction between tam and muad only to keren, or we apply it also to toldos. It's not clear whether the Rif is wondering whether the toldos of keren are chayiv nezek shalem or chatzi nezek, or he's even wondering whether shein and regel have a concept of tam, possibly. We also noted that the Rush expands the Rif. The Rush says that the Rif didn't mean, he doesn't say the words that the Rif didn't mean, but when he explains the Rif, he explains it in such a way that makes clear that he was troubled by a narrow reading of the Rif, namely the idea that according to the Rif, the question is whether or not tam and muad apply in other cases, in other ovos. Rather, says the Rush, the Rif's real safek was whether or not the paradigm of nezek shalem and chatzi nezek, once we know from the example of tam and muad that nezikin is not a zero-sum game, namely, it's not that you're either chayev legamri or pater legamri, but there can be examples of being chayev chatzi nezek. So we're wondering, are there other cases of chatzi nezek or not? Not necessarily midin, tam, and muad. There could be other reasons why. For example, the conclusion of the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, which you already talked about, is that the one example of toldoseim lav kiyotze bahem is tsroros. And tsroros is also chatzi nezek, although it's halacha l'moshe misinai, it's mamon, not knatz. So according to the Rashi, for example, who says it told the same as lav kiyotze bahen, it's very difficult maskana, unless you say the Gemara made a complete turnaround. Because till now, the Gemara was thinking that lav kiyotze bahen meant potter. So how do you get from potter to the example being chatzi nezek? I made some suggestions last week about it, but that's Rashi. According to the Rif, also strange, because chatzi nezek tsroros is not an issue of tam and muad. But according to the Rush, who understood the Rif as saying that tam and muad are examples of there being, not just two choices, chayiv nezek shalem, pater legamri, but there's something in between. If that's, and we're wondering whether there are any other examples like that, if that's the question of the Gemara, so then the answer of the Gemara is perfect. The Gemara says there is maybe not many, there's only one. Some Rishonim think there's more than one, because it's Tzroros of Shein, not just of Regel, but there's a suffix in the Gemara with this Tzroros of Karen, but in the end of the day, Chatzi, Nezek, Tzroros is a good answer, it's a good example at least, of Lav Kielzimem, according to the Rosh. And then he went on to explain that according to the Rambam, that the Rambam basically interprets the Rif narrowly and broadly. In other words, as the Rif says it, and as actually the Rosh explained it. And that the Rambam really interchanges between Keren, Shein, and Regel. The Rambam thinks that all shore is a large unit with differences, but that they're connected to each other. The Rambam only mentions the din of Palga Niska Knasa in Perek Beis, Hilchos Niske Mamon, after discussing Chatzi Nezek several times. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is because the Rambam thought that Palga Niska Knasa is a paradigm. It's an example of Chiyuv Nezek. There's Chiyuv Nezek Shalem, there's Chiyuv Nezek Chetzi, and that's why he puts it together with Tzoros, and only then, in Perek Beis, I think we have these Rambams here, and you can look and see that Perek Aleph, the Rambam already in Halacha Beis, this is on bottom of page 1, the Kama Meshalem, Imezika B'dvarim Shadar Kalasos Tamid, Kiminek Briyasa, Kagon Behema, Sha'achla Tevin, O Amir, if he does something peculiar, right, right, goring, biting, chayv l'shalim chatzi nezek miguf hamazik atzmo shenemar. So basically the Rambam quotes, basically says, Ketzon Meshalem, he's talking about examples of Tashlumei Nezek. There's nothing in this first formulation of Chatzi Nezek that implies that it's a din in Knossos at all. And in fact, the Rambam goes back and forth. The first halacha mentions Karen and quotes the Pasuk of Karen. The second halacha is already about Shein and then Tam of Karen, and so on. This is the way the Rambam continues. It's only in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, if you look on page 3, that the Rambam finally even defines Karen. He uses Shein and Regel, and he uses Karen without as Shor. Until Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, where it says, Shlosh Avos Zakim Beshor, HaKeren, HaShein, VaHaRegel. That's the first time that he mentions Karen. And then he says, told us to Karen, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Beita, told us HaShein, and so on. This is the Rambam. Then in Perek Beis, if you look at the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, that's the first time that he mentions the din of Chatzi, Nezek, Knas. Kala Meshalem, Nezek, Shalem, this is line 25 on page 3. Kolam Meshalem Nezek Shalem Rai Tashlum in Mamon Shuchayv L'Shalmo Kimisha Lava Chaber Shuchayv L'Shalem. Kolam Meshalem Chatzi Nezek HaTashlum in Knas Chutz Mechatzi Nezek Tzroros Shualacha Kamoshim Yarn. So the Rambam has mentioned Chatzi Nezek about 5 times till this point. This is the first time he mentions that it's Knas. And I think it's only because he mentioned already, you know, previously, the halacha base, or gimel, through vav, is all about the dinim of tzoros. The whole perek base, halacha aleph and base, is the Rambam's discussion of toldoseim lav ki yotze bahem. So the impact of all of this, and many other proofs as well, is that the Rambam seems to believe that chatzi nezek, even though it's knas, is still a paradigm, it's still a din in nezek. By which I mean to contrast it, and we'll get back to this in a minute, but we've talked about it already, with Rabbeinu Tam, and the Bali Tosas generally, who think that Chatzi Nezek Knas is an outlier, meaning they take very literally that it's a knas, as the Gemara says on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, meaning that min haTorah tam should be patur legamrei, and it's only midin knas ki heched linterei, as the Gemara says, to inspire him to do shmirah even on his domesticated animals. For only that reason is there a chiyuv knas. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam's idea was that palga niska knasa isn't a real chiyuv nezek, right? It's a knas, meaning it's an extra legal knas requirement. But the Rif and the Rambam clearly invoke chatzi nezek knas in a manner that shows that, in their opinion, chatzi nezek knas is a category of tashlume nezek. It's not just a hechatimtzi of knas. It happens to be a knas, but it's a knas that is relevant, right, to the categories of nezik. And that's really what I'm trying to show. And that's why, even though the Rama mentions chatzi nezek in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis already, Ketzad Mishalmin, there's a this type touch, there's a nezek shalem, there's a chatzi nezek, it's only in the end of Perek Aleph that he mentions Karen. It's only in the beginning of Perek Beis that he mentions that tam is limited to Karen. That's in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Echad avos azikim, echad ataldosim haya av buad taldosim wedes, and haya tam taldos kamoso, kamohu, sorry. Mekol avos azikim, mekol taldosim buadim betrimasan, chutz mi Karen betaldosav shehin tamim betchila ad sheyuadu kamosha biyarn. Meaning it took till the beginning of the second Perek for the Rambam to mention that chatzi nezek is limited to Karen. And then it took another five halachos for him to mention that that's a din knas and not a din bar. And there are many other examples of this as well. If you want another one, I'm not sure if I mentioned it last time, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos, Nizkei Mamon, halacha, one second, Perek Aleph, halacha, Gimel, that would be on page 2. That sound right? Yeah. Is it 2? 1 second.
Line 4, page
2. 1 second, I might have it wrong. 1 second. No, not Halacha Gimel. I'm sorry, Halacha Zion. Yeah. If you look at Halacha Zion, this is line 22. Kol muad mishalim nezek shalim and ayafisha bedachasav. Kol tam mishalim chatzi nezek migufo. Again, it keeps going back and forth, the two types of payment. Every muad is nezek shalim of meitav. Every tam is chatzi nezek only migufo, from the animal itself. When the animal enters the rishus of the nizak, right, and damages the whatever damages in that rishus, let's say the nizak, right, enters into the mazik's rishus, v'hizikasu behemta shabalabayas, right, and the mazik's animal in the mazik's rishus, right, damages the nizak, which had no permission to be there. Hareza patur alakol. Shari omelo ilo nechnas l'rishusi, ilo nechnas l'rishusi, lo igielecha hezek. If you hadn't, you know, trespassed on my property, you know, we wouldn't be having this discussion. So I'm not liable. V'harei mefurash batorah, this is why I want you to see this Rambam. V'harei mefurash batorah, v'shilach es bi'iro, u'bi'er b'sada acher. Okay. What you need to know is that the pasuk, as we'll hopefully soon read in the Gemara, v'shilach es bi'iro, u'bi'er b'sada acher, if you look in Parshas Mishpatim, is a pasuk that is said by Shane and Regel. Right? Not by Karen. And it is used in the Gemara to teach the din that Shane and Regel are potter b'shus harabim. Not to teach the din that Karen right, is patur b'shus hamazik. And then Rosh Kalim asks this question. They say, how come the Rambam is quoting, right, this pasuk in a double incorrect fashion? Right. But my you know, point is not to explain why he's doing that, but to point out that this is consistent. Again, the Rambam consistently integrates, even though he thinks our differences between Shane and Regel and Karen, he still thinks Shor is a category. And he still thinks, despite the difference of Muad and Tam and Karen, that Karen is kind of like the default, it's like the classic Shor HaMazik. We'll see why soon. And therefore, you know, quoting psukim, you know, that are each other, that, you know, shor psukim for Karen, Karen dinim for shor, is not for the Rambam the end of the world. The truth is, the whole idea of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha. Where's the Perek Aleph again? Even the words, even the simple words in Perek Aleph. Sorry, afterwards. Halacha Yud, Shlosha Avos Nezikin Bishor. Those words seem very, very innocuous. But for the Rambam, they're not innocuous. Why? The Mishnah says, Arba Avos Nezikin, Hashor, Habor, Habave, Haheve. Right? The Gemara on Dav Gimel Amid Beis, if you look here very quickly, right, the Gemara says, what is Maaveh? If you look at the two dots, my Maaveh, this is about two-thirds of the way down the page, right, at the two dots. My Maaveh, Rav Amar Maaveh, Ze Adam, Shmuel Amar Maaveh, Ze Hashem. So Rav says, Maaveh means Adam. Shmuel says, Maaveh is Shem. Great. Rav Amar Maaveh Ze Adam Desiv, Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vegam Lailam Tavayun Bayu. Fine. Shmuel Amar Maaveh Ze Hashem Desiv, Eich Nech Pesu Esav Nivu Matzpunav. Fine. Doesn't matter. The Limud doesn't bother us anymore. For Rav Mai Tamal Amar Kishmuel, and he explains. Ah. So the Gemara says, keep going. Go to five lines up for the bottom. Tana Shor V'chol Mili. I'm sorry. Yeah. Second. Rav my Tamil Amar Kishmuel. Everybody have that five lines up from the bottom? Why does Rav say like Shmuel? That what? That Mava is Shane? Tana Shor v'chol mili d'shor. Because when the Mishnah says Shor, it already includes Shane. Right? That's Shmuel. Right? I mean, that's why Rav doesn't. Okay. Ushmuel Nami, Hatani Le Shor. Of Rav Yehuda, Tana Shor Lekarno, Mava L'Sheino. Then later on, the Gemara suggests that maybe it's Shor Leraglo and Mava L'Sheino. Okay, that's you have to continue the Gemara here until Dalet Amud Aleph. Fine. What's the point I'm trying to make? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud says that Shor includes Karen, Shane, and Rega. It sounds like the Rambam holds like Rav. Right, that in the Mishnah, the word shor refers to Karen, Shane, and Regel. And therefore the word maveh means Adam. But the Rambam, as we discussed very extensively already, in Perushim Shnayis, and Abbasim and Aleph, says that he doesn't have paskin like Rav. But the word maveh in the Mishnah refers to Shane, not to Adam. Moreover, as we discussed again and again, the Rambam took Adam HaMazik completely out of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon and put it in Hilchos Chovel HaMazik. That's why it's called Chovel HaMazik. That was a more emphatic way of saying, I don't hold like Rav. I don't think Adam HaMazik belongs in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph with Nizkei Mamon. And yet, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Halacha Yud, the first time he ever mentions the category of Karen, right, says Shor includes Karen, Shane, and Regel. But according to the way he reads the Mishnah, And according to the way he understood everything else, he really shouldn't have said that. But the truth is, almost the first 10 prakim of the Rambam, first 9 prakim of the Rambam, are all a jumble of Karen, Shane, and Rego, of Niske, Moment of Shore. But that's all consistent with his view that these three have more in common with each other than they have with anything else. Adam is completely different. Bor and Esh are also quite different. And as much as there are still important differences between Shore respectively, you know, Shane respectively, and Rego respectively, according to the Rambam, they still form a unit. And therefore, you can, you know, kind of borrow liberally in terms of the psukim. You can fudge for a while or formulate ambiguously, you know, whether Chatzi Nezek may not apply, couldn't have applied in theory to both. And there are many other indications of this as well. Anyways, that's the Rambam's view of Karen, of Kiyotzei Lavkiyot. Then finally we had the view of the Griz, in the Chiddushei HaGriz in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. Rav Elwal suggests that Lavkiyotzei Behem means something else. What it means is that really there are two ways to look at the Avos Nezikin. One way to look at the Avos Nezikin is that each Av constitutes a separate mechayev, a separate category in the Zikin. Right? And that's what it sounds like in the beginning of the Mishnah. Right? Arbavos Zikin, Ashar Abora, Mava Vahever, Lo Reze Kereze, Lo Reze Kereze, also in the Gemara. Right? That's the Shaka Vitari, the Gemara. From the very beginning, this one's different than that, that one's different than the next one, as we'll soon, we'll see. We've seen a lot of these Shaka Vitaris, we just have to go straight now. However, the Mishnah concludes, Hatzad HaShava Shebohen, right? Darkan Leiluch Lahazik, or Darkan Lahazik, Shmirasan Alecha, right? And Yechayev Meitav. So, which is it? Is it that every Av Nezikin is a separate din? Or is it that there's a Hatzad HaShava Shebohen, there's a unifying principle that applies to all of them? Similarly, the Gemara Daf Hayom and Beis says, we read this last week, that if you were to throw Bor into the mix, because of the Arba of Sezikin, the most unusual is certainly Bor. Bor is passive, right? Bor is without ownership. And there are numerous chidushim in Bor. So the Gemara says on Hamad Beis, let's look at it again, one more second, so we can move on. So the Gemara says like this. Second line. Last two words on the second line. Amar Rava, the kula kishod is bar benayu osir kula b'mehatzad. If you throw bor in with one of the other niske mamon, you could learn it. You could learn everything else from it. Lavar me Karen, maybe except for Karen, the ikal mifrach malakula shekain wadam mitzchilasan, because you know Karen is unique in that it's not muad mitzchil. Laman damer ader ab Karen adifa shekaven asalahazik. I feel a Karen nami. Right, if you hold that Karen has a chumra, namely Kavanos Alahazik, we'll explain what that means, different views, how to read that line in the Gemara, then even Karen could be derived from Bor and one other. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, then why do we need all these psukim? And why are we working so hard in the Gemara and the Mishnah? El alamai. What's the point of it all? The mayhichosa kasvinu rachmana. So the Gemara says, lehil choseim. Because each of the four Avos Nezikin have a special din. Keren, Lechalik, Bintam, Lemuedes, Shein, Verega, Lepotrim, Bishus, Arabim, Bor, Liftar, Sakelim, Lurab, Yudah, Demachayev, Alniske, Kelim, Bebor, Liftar, Sa'adam, Adam, Lechayev, Bedal, and Dvarim, Eish, Liftar, Sa'tamun, and according to Abudah, Demachayev, Alniske, Tamun, Be Eish, Lasuye, Mai, Lasuye, Lichka, Nero, Vitzich, Sakavan. Okay. The point is, how do you read the Maskan of the Gemara? So the way that the way that Rav Elwal read the Maskana of the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara says, really, we could derive everything from a unified theory. If you have Bor and one other, you're good. You don't need all the other partials. Aye, so why do we have them? Lehil Koseim, Xeris HaKosuvs. That's how he understood, stanza. All these special dinim that apply to each of the Avos Nezikin is Xeris HaKosuv. Shein and Rego, Liftar B'Shus HaRabim. Eish, Liftar Satamun. right? If it's if you burn down the barn and hidden in the, you know, in the grain there is somebody's you know, manuscript, right? But it was hidden, so that's Patur Tamu. If the animal falls into a pit and is damaged, and he has kalim on him, kalim get hurt, liftor sakalim. So the way the Grizz understands it is, these are special chidushim. They're not based on, they have nothing to do with the nature of the mechayim. It's very mechudash to say what he says, because he's saying it about all of them, b'chadamachta, in order to read the Gemara this way. He certainly could have been mechalek, as we'll see when we talk about each one of them going forward. He could have been mechalek. For example, there are quite a few Rishonim who think that the p'tur of Shein and Regel b'shus harabim is a svara. Right? This is a discussion that the Rush and the Rif and others have. It's a svara. Why? You're allowed to take your animal for a walk. And people know that you're going to take animals for a walk, so there's a certain awareness that is required when you're in Rosh Hashanah, knowing that a domestic animal, you know, is permitted there as well. That's not a gzeres hakasuv. That's a svara. Right? At least that's what a group of the Rishonim say. But the way he reads it is, all these gzeres hakasuv. So the point is, when the Gemara wanted to know, told the same kiyotzim and melav kiyotzim behem, what it was really asking was, are the hilchosim limited to the avos? Because they're chidushim, and ein l'chad bahem el chidusham. It's all hilchosim, but it's all just the avos. But every tolda is based on the tzara shave of all of the avos azikim, the generic idea of a mazik. They don't have the Choseim. Or no, we don't say that. What we say is, Toldoseim, Kiyotze Bahen, the Told of every Av also has halachos. So for example, only Negicha, goring with your horn, is in the category of Din of Hilchoseim, as Tam and Muad, or even Negifa and Be'ita and Drisa. That's the question. Only Shein and Regel have a p'tur shus harabim, or even mischachacha b'kosel, the animal is has an itch and it wants to relieve its itch by, you know, scratching itself against your fence and then it destroys your fence. Is that p'tur shus harabim? That's the question. Okay, so the halacha we paskin, with the exception of regel, right, that whatever, tsroros, that basically told us A.M. Archeotzibai. He thinks that's a pshat in the Rif of the Rambam. I think it's very dochot to say that that's the Rif of the Rambam. I think because he can't believe that the Rif and the Rambam are limited to Tam and Muad, or that they're really seriously considering applying Tam and Muad to Shein and Regel and Eish and Bor. And therefore what he's saying is, it's an example, but not the example of the Rush, which is, there's more than one category, there's Nezek Shalem, there's also Chatzi Nezek, but rather the idea of, well, we see that, you know, the Hilchoseim are vulnerable. And if the Hilchoseim are, just that's what he's zeroing in on the Rif and the Rambam is, the possibility that the Toldos of Karen won't have a din of tam. But he doesn't. But not only that, and not only Nezek and Chatzi Nezek, but in all cases, maybe Hilchoseim don't apply to Toldos. Where it comes up again, and we'll see it in a moment, is that according to Avelvel, he thinks Lahalacha, there really is a unified theory of Mazik. Meaning the Arba Avos Nezikim, Hilchoseim aside, really, when the Mishnah says that Tzadashav Behem, it's not like a mnemonic device to help you remember when you're Chayv or when you're Potter. It's really very meaningful. There really are two dinim. There's the Arba Avos Nezikim, when you have the pure Av or Tolda, which has Hilchoseim, and then you have a Tzadashav Behem that applies broad. We'll see in a moment how he applies this. He applies it to hybrid, what I call hybrids, where you have a combination of Avos Nezikin to create a single Nezek, right? Let's say you have a ruach mitzuya blows your knapsack. You put your knapsack in a place where a ruach mitzuya will blow it into Rishus HaRabim, and you know it's going to sit there in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody's going to trip over it. So the Gemara in Dabav Mud Aleph says that's a, they don't call it a hybrid. That's a kind of combination of Eish. The ruach mitzuya is koach acher meurabo. You put your knapsack here, right? The koach acher meurabo picked it up and created a takala in Rishus HaRabim. Then the person falls on it when it's munach. That's a boar. So that's a combination of Eish and boar. When you have Eish and boar together, are you going to have Hilchos Hayam? That's a big debate in the Rishonim. And the question is, what are the different views and why? A number of such cases, those combinations. You could say there are no Hilchos Hayam. You could say there are the Chumra of Shnehem. Right? Both Hilchos Hayam. For example, if it's Eish and boar, is there a Ptur Kalim and a Ptur Eish? Or neither Kalim nor Eish? Or does it always depend on which one is dominant? You could probably argue which one is dominant. Right? So this issue isn't just how to read the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay, so I'll give you another example of it. It really is something that comes up right in the beginning on Beis and Beis. We'll go back to that now. And that is the question of Keren Mechupa. So the Gemara says, we read this Gemara already, but I'm just now going to throw in a couple of explanations for this. And the Gemara wants to derive the din of Keren. So the Gemara quotes also, let's just run over quickly. Gimel Avos Nemar Bishar, Keren Hashem Baregel, Keren Minolam, I'm back on base on the base. We read this already, but just very quickly. The Tanur Bana Ki Yikach Ein Negicha LeBekeren. Right? Negicha implies Negicha BeKeren. Right? Goring with a horn. Shenemar Vayasal Tzidkia Ben Knana Karne Barzel Vayomer Komar Hashem Va'ela Tenagachas Aram. The Omer, it also says, in the end of the Torah, Dvarim, B'chor Sharol, Hadarlov, Karnei Re'em, Karnav, Bohem Yinagach, Amin. Says the Gemara, Maivi Omer, B'chi Temer Divrei Torah, B'divrei Kabbal Lo Yofinan, Tashma, B'chor Sharol, Hadarlov, this we discussed already, right? The principle of Divrei Torah, B'divrei Kabbal Lo Yofinan, so that's why we need an extra pasuk in the Torah. Says the Gemara, behind Neilafu, that's not a limud, it's Gilimil Subialma, right? Who? The negicha b'keren, it's a definition. It's not really, it's a hagdara. It's not a limud. So the Gemara, elabau, the same, here's what I want to zero in on. Ki palag rachmana ben tam lemuad hanemil bitlusha. Aval ben mechuberes, ema kula moedasi. And therefore, toshma b'chor shor hodar lo, to teach you that keren is mechuberes. So I want to zero in on this havamina for a couple of minutes. The Gemara had a thought that maybe you would say that the din of Keren, which is Chatzi Nezek, Migufo, would be limited to Keren Tlusha, not Keren, it wouldn't apply to Keren Mechuberes. Okay? Now, again, the halacha, we don't accept this. The classic case of Keren is Keren Mechuberes. Actually, it's an interesting question. Some of the Acharonim note that the Rambam omits Keren Tlusha, lahalacha. He doesn't mention it. When he talks about toldos of Keren, he only mentions, you know, Keren, and, you know, and it's toldos. He never mentions anywhere in Yad HaChazakah that a Keren Telusha is also treated as a Chatzina. There are some Achronim who are wondering whether Lahalakha, Keren Telusha, isn't so bizarre that maybe it's just Pater Lagabri. Right? Keren Tlusha, you have to understand what it is. I mean, you have to think about it for a second.
Is it Dafka Keren, or is any object?
What?
Is it Dafka Keren, or is it any object that the shark picks up and uses as a...
Let's assume any, for the moment. But even Keren Tlusha. But the point I'm trying to make with the Rambam is that there are those who consider the possibility that the Rambam would hold, or the Rambam omits it, because he thinks it's Pater. Some of the other Rishonim say it also as a Havamina. They don't say Lamaskana. Because it's very, very bizarre. Right? Much more bizarre than... I mean, Keren, you know, Mechuberes is something you might not anticipate in this very gentle, you know, pleasant, you know, domesticated animal. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not a circus trick. You know what I mean? But for an animal to pick up a Karen, you know, tlusha, and use it to gore somebody, you know, that's really, I wouldn't say that's just going rogue. I'd say that's downright bizarre. Right? So bizarre that it might be off the radar screen. So it's an interesting question about the Rambam. Anyways, that just highlights how strange the Gemara's Havamina was, in the sense that the Gemara thought the classic case of Karen is Karen Tlusha, right? That's already peculiar, because maybe that should be Pata Legamri. Okay, that isn't the biggest question. The biggest question is, and they thought that Karen Mechuberes, what? Should be what? So here you get into trouble no matter what you say. Well, what's going to be with Karen Mechuberes? It's going to be Patur? That would be really strange. I mean, Karen Telusha will be Chayev Chatzi Nezek, and Karen Mechuberes, which is a much more likely, anticipatable scenario, that's going to be Patur? We'll see in a moment that's the view of the Urayim, according to Tosa Rosh, we'll see in a minute. In the Chabola Chidusha, yeah. That's astonishing a bit. But if you're going to say what? It's what's the alternative? Chayiv Nezek Shalem. Well, on the scale of things, that's reasonable, except that you run into, as the Bali Tosas put it so correctly, the problem of Dayo Lav, on what basis, what's the Makar? Meaning, how do you know that it's Chayiv? So you'd say, oh, but Kol Shekein, if Karen Tlusha is Chayiv, right, then but Karen Tlusha is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, right? You want to make Karen Mechuberes Chayiv Nezek Shalai? This is, if you look this very succinctly, that's what Tosas is asking. Look at Tosas Dir Maslav Mechuberes Ema Kulam Wedas. The Shalim Nezek Shalim Afilu Bepam Rishona. Tomar Mehitesi. How do you know this? Imi Tlusha, which is Chatzi Nezek, Daya Kitlusha. Imi Shar Ovos, Hotanach, Lamandamar Karen Adifa, the Kavanos Alahazik, Afilu Karen, Osi, Kinapir Sharbinatam, Lakaman, Hainu Lamandamar, Palganiska Mamona. Isa Istam Shar Mlabakaska Shimur Kaime. Avalamandamar Palganiska Knasa. This is Tam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Kaimi Lo Asya Karen Mikulu Kiramina Lekaman Kishad is Bar Binayu Asikul Labar Mikaren Dikil Mifrashakem Wadim Mitzkilasan. So basically, we'll get to the answer in a second. Tosis is saying, like, where, what is this? Oh. So I'll tell you the other answers in just a second, but the answer of the Grizz is, he says, oh, I have the best answer to this question. What's the answer? Hatzad HaShav V'Shabayin. The unified theory. Because didn't the Gemara say in Hamad Beis that you really could derive everything? Right? The only thing is, you wouldn't know Hilchoseim. So in Achanami, what do you get? Karen Mechuberes is going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalem, and it's not going to have any halachos, including Tam and Temuad. That's his answer. It's the unified theory. Oh, how do the other people answer? So let me discuss that for a few minutes.
How can the Iranians say it's a Patur? Because it's a Kula Muedesi. What's the Kula Muedesi? How does the Iranian mean it's a Patur?
What's that? Yeah, so. Yeah, let's at least see what he says. If you wanna, one second. Oh, this is what one would have said. Here, I think I have it here. Here, here. Okay, so this is in Achanami. But this is, according to the Tosa Rosh, Aliba Demandomar Palganiska Knossa. Here. Look here, page 3, number 10. And I'll explain this all in just a second. Everybody have Tosa Rosh? Or number 11? And page 4, sorry, page 4. Yeah. Everybody have it? Virimi mitz. Metaritz, the Hochemari Alibi demand Omar Polganiska Mamona. Aval, Amanda Omar Polganiska Knossa. Yehe Potter Legamri. Dimitlusha Logamrinan. Dein Chabala Chidusho. The Yasi Mikaren, the Chadmi Hanach Mikaren Ubar, Imke Lomachayeva Kalim. Mikaren the Esh. Imkan lo mechayev atamun mikaren v'shein v'regel. Imkan lo mechayev b'shus harabim. V'hod enoka talmuda de lo kehokasam mishim da sugya asa lefrushay milsad rab papa v'iyu sfir lay palganizka mamona. Yeah. So basically the answer is, I mean, this is in this one form, this is a little more radical than what some of the other people say. I'll explain in a second. But this is basically a variation of Tosis's answer. Tosis themselves say that this this Gemara can only be understood according to the Mandamar, Palga Nizka Mamona. But if you hold Palga Nizka Knasa, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. That's what Tosis says here. But he doesn't say what the Rimi Mitz says. I'll explain in a second. Look at the V'yei Shlomar and Tosis. Yishom d'leman d'omer palka nizka knasa hod d'kalmar avol b'mechuberes ema kula muadasi v'yishalim nezak shalim b'pam rishon alav mishum d'itzrich kol ha'ashminan d'ein muades alatana hutzrich ha'ashminan lahavi raya min ha'pasuk d'mechuberes nami havel b'chal negicha shalot tita lomar d'negicha hainu b'tlusha d'umi d'karnei barzol d'tzidkia avol mechuberes d'arko l'hazik m'tilasa v'numad mibar. So it's a little bit ambiguous, but if you look at the, if you read it many times, and then you look at the Tosfos Ben Peretz and the Rajba and the Maram and the Marsha, what they try to bring out, what Tosfos basically is saying is that in Ochanami, this Gemara only makes sense according to Mandamar Palganiz Gamamon. Okay, the Tosfos Ben Peretz goes a little further when he says it. He points out that that isn't so terrible because the Gemara is suffic about Todosem Kiyotze and Lav Kiyotze is according to who? Rapapa. And if you look on Tez Vavam and Aleph, which I think we did last week, just look there for one more second, the debate about Palganiska Mamona, Palganiska Knasa is actually a debate between Rapapa and Rav Huna. Look at the dots at the asterisk. Itmar Palganiska, Rapapa Mar Mamona. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Mar Knasa, right? Rav Papa Mar Mona, the Kasava Kasavrar Stam Shvar La Becheska Shimur Kaiman, Ubinu Devoy Lishlume, Kule, Rachmana Chasale, Zakati La Yoy Tore. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Mar Knasa, Kasava Stam Shvar La Becheska Shimur Kaimi, Bedinu Delo Lishalim Klav, Rachmana Hu Dekansei Kecha Delintere Luture. So if you look at Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. He says this a little bit more explicitly. Look on the top one. On page 4. In Tomar, Mehechit Maisi, Imit Lusha, Kokosimitosis, Eshomit Lapirish, or Benitam, the Lakama Nicha. Everybody have a number? Line 4. The Hachemai, here we're talking Lamandor Palkinizka Mamona. Lamandor Palkinizka Knasa, Michael Mamer, Dikala Mifra, Shakim Rodimitilasan. Basically, the way to read the Gemara is that the Havamina was, that the Havamina would be that we would hold Palganizka Mamona. If the Psukim had been written in such a way, then we would have said, oh, this proves Palganizka Mamona, Kamash Malan, that it's all wrong, and we can hold Palganizka Knasa. I mean, at the stakes in this Shakavataria of the Gemara here, are themselves Palganiska Mamona or Knasa. The Kasha, the low instruct crawlers, they can elot sim maliban shall shot him, kibazela yitachacham, pretty sharp language. I mean, Rav Papa holds this way. He says, well, he's for, you know, you need psukim to teach you that people should make a very elemental mistake and think that Palganiska is Mamona? They show, but the Mikol Makom Efsher Shatana maybe Psukim Kadesh Shaliyut or Ashotim. Yeah, well, this is an interesting, kind of a meta question. You know, do you need Psukim to teach you things that every Bar Beirav, should know? Right? He says, yeah. Efsher Shatana maybe Psukim Kadesh Shaliyut or Ashotim. The Yomer the Mechuber is Dark Alahazik Mitchilasa. The Numen Mibarim is Shor Lechayv and Ezek Shalom Mitchilasa. Lola Moitz Rekok and Pirush Rasha the Tamun and Five. But I'm trying to get to the part. Maybe it doesn't have it in one of the lines of Tosfos Medrash Parashas. He says, moreover, the Shaka of the Gemara is our Papa, or maybe the Tosfos Rosh has it also. One second. Look at the page 13, number 13. Sorry. You see 13 in the end? The Tosra. Bahada Naka Talmuda, the Loki Hokasa, Mishunda Sugya Asala Frushe Milsidra Papa. The EU Sphirale Palgan is Kamamona. What? Lishitasa. Actually, it's so good that you wonder why the Rif, when he was talking about told the same Lav Kiyotzebehem, he says, he gives the example of Chatzi Nezek, and he mentions Chatzi Nezek Knas, Palgan is Kiknasa. But he's talking to her Papa. This is such a good ha'ara that it makes you wonder about the riff. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is a whole group of Rishon of the Bali Tosis to get out of this problem, namely, what did the Gemara think about Palga Niz? I'm sorry, what did the Gemara think about Karen Mechuberes? Right, where did they get it from? All of them either quoting Rav Papa or quoting what people's mistakes that they could have made or whatever. Say Inochanami. If you hold Palga Nizka Knasa, then this Gemara makes no sense. You couldn't say. This Gemara is only Aliba Deman Nomar, Palga Nizka Mamar. But according to the Rabbi, the Rimi Mitz, it's more than that. Because what he's saying is that if you held, according to the Mandamar, Palga Nizka Knasa, you could read the Gemara, but you would say that Karen Mechuberes was Patur Lagamri because Ein Lechabal Lechidusho. Imagine how strange that would be. Karen Tlusha would be Chayev Chatzi Nezek, and Karen Mechuberes would be Patur Lagamri, Ein Lechabal Lechidusho. Hard to explain. But it certainly proves, at minimum, that the idea of Palga Nizka Knasa would be, this is within the view of Rabbeinu Tam, right, is something which is not logical. It's just a policy decision. And that, Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitasa. As we pointed out last week, and I'm alluding to it again this week, Palga Niska Knasa for Rabbeinu Tam is taken literally. Namely, Minator Yer Pata Lagamri, and it's only a Chiyuv Knas. It's an outlying Chiyuv Knas. It's a policy Chiyuv. Once that is true, when did Torah decide to make the knas? It's no longer based on mazik considerations. Maybe it's based on some policy considerations. Whatever it is, ein lechabal lechidusho. The logic of the relationship between Balga, I'm sorry, of Karen Tlusha and Karen Mechuberes has to fit in if they're both examples of mazik. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Palga Niska Knasa is not really mazik. But Rabbeinu Tam takes literally the phrase in the Gemara, not only that you're Pata Legamri, and they made a Knas, but the phrase in the Gemara, Stam Shvarim Becheskas Shimur Kaimi. It's almost like you're an Onus. Whereas what I was suggesting last week is that for the Rif and for the Rambam, and for a whole group of other Rishonim, Stam Shvarim Bekeskas Shimur Kaimi, right, is only part of the story, and it may even be no part, it may be the result of the story. If you decide that Karen is not considered Mazik because it's Mishuna, then Al Pidin it's Bekeskas Shimur Kaimi. It's not an actuarial, causal factor. It's a after the fact description, legal halachic description, of what this is. So we already have in Keren Mechuberes, right, very different perspectives about what Palganiska Kasa means, and of course the gap between Palganiska Kasa and Palganiska Mamon. Oh, how does Rashi deal with this question? The Rashi is very interesting. Doesn't say much, but he does say the following. One second. Yeah. Eima kulam wed. Let's see. Afila betchila. Umeshalim. No, no. One second. Avu mechberes to urcheyu. Thank you. Eima kulam wed. Afila betchila meshal nezek shal. This also seems to be pshat Rabbeinu Chananel. See in a moment. Who says? Ma'u deseima kipali grachmana ben tamal muedes betlusha. Aval Karen Amukhberes, you Karen Hashar, Hema Bitchila Muedesi. Ah. So what Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel seem to be saying is that you don't need, I mean, what's the question? Let's go back to the question. The question is Mehechetesi. If the only Karen that we know of is Karen Telusha, then why is Karen Mechuberes going to be Chayv Nezek Shalem? Right? Miman of Shach. If it's Kol Shekein, Dayolavo Minadin Lios Kenadin. If not, then where's the Makar? Right? Oh. It doesn't sound like it's Shein Varegel. This is under the rubric of Karen. This is all Karen, right? So what is it? The answer is Karen itself. Probably what Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel are saying is something very simple. Did I quote the Rabbeinu Yonason here or not? One second. Just give me a second. I hope I did. Backwards. One second. Oh, here it is, sorry. The Radvaz. Look at the last entry on page 5. Hikshari, number 26. Hikshari, kivan de loksiva mehetesi, imi tlusha dayak tlusha. Barav Rav Yitzchok, barav Avram, pirish de lonemer dayak tlusha, the tamad de tlusha, the ena muedes ad tlasa zimne mishim de la avurche. Hava mechuberes, Kivin de urchehu, nachshov. This is a good language. Pam rishona, kitlusha, shalosh pa'amim, kamash malan, b'chor shoro. Meaning, this I believe is how we understood Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Remember that Karen are two dinim, right? One is tam, the first three times, right before you get the hasra, the hadah. And then you have a Karen Muad. A Karen Muad is Mishalem Nezek Shalem. It's not Shein V'Regel, right? It's Kavanos of Hazik. There's no Ptur Mershus Harabim, right? So what Rashi or Ben Chanano, and certainly the Riva in the Radvaz is even more explicit in saying, is that if the Pasuk was referring Tam to Karen Tlusha, then Karen Mechuberes would be under the rubric of Karen Muad. Because since it's Urche enough, you would just like be changing the criteria, it would be Urche enough that it would be like having undergone Hada'ah. Oh. So that seems like a very reasonable perspective. Why didn't the Bali Tosas go for that? Instead, they had the whole sugya is only according to the man. This is shalom alim the hulchasa. It's only according to man damar, you know, palganiska mamona, or to be mamait the man damar palganiska mamona. Then they get into, you know, the pasuk is written for shotim. It's not written for shotim. the shakla v'zatari is zaliba derabi papa l'shita. What do you need all that? This seems like a perfectly good, reasonable suggestion. I think it could be several reasons. Number one, l'halacha we end up thinking, right, that the classic case of Karen is Karen b'chuberes. Right. So, again, it is a machlokas in mitzius or in the threshold, you know, of what constitutes mishuna behavior, you know, which requires the process of hadah. Right, the Gemara thought that it's kimuad, you know, v'omeid, you know, and then the maskana is, you know, that it's not. Now, just the discrepancy itself, just the idea that Karen Mechuberes would be urche enough, right, to be able to skip the process of Hadah, right, that already may be too formidable a leap for the Bali Tosas to be accepting, given the reality, you know, which is that Lemaisa, Lahalacha, the classic case of Karen is Karen Mechuberes, maybe. However, there might be something more to it, and that is the following question. Is there a category of Karen, right, which in theory is subject to the transition of Tam and Muad, but doesn't require the transition from Tam and Muad? Meaning, say it a simpler way, is there such a thing as Karen Muedes Mitchilasa? Maybe there's no such thing. Maybe Hada'ah is always required to take a Karen and to turn it into from a Tam into a Muad. Maybe the transition from Tam to Muad is part of the Hagdara of Karen. That's what some Achronim suggest. And some of them suggest as well that in this issue, maybe the Bali Tosas are Lashitasa. Why? So if you look again on Tess Vavam with base for a minute, we're doing a lot, we're, you know, top heavy in the beginning here, but as you see, it's all connected, so we're jumping around a lot. The Mishnah says here, Chamisha Tamin v'Chamisha Mu'adin. You have the Mishnah on Tess Vavam with base? Five Tamin, five Mu'adin. Habehema, says the Mishnah, Einu Mu'edes, Lo ligach, velo ligof, velo loshuch, velo lirbots, velo livot. In other words, the classic cases of Karen, right? The animal is not a muad for that. Not to gore, not to, you know, to attack with its body, not to bite, not to kick, not to stomp. Fine. Not going to try to translate each of these terms hard. Hashain, on the other hand, muadis lechol saroila. Right? Shane, mean any time an animal has the ability to eat something which you know is attractive to it, eating that is muad mitchila. And haregel muad is lishbot derechilucha. And regel, of course, mean anything that the animal derechilucha will destroy, that's muad mitchila. Oh. Then the Mishnah says, Vishora muad, Vishora mazir pishaniza. Fine. The Adam, all of those. Hazeev, what about a wolf? Ari, Dov, Namer, Bardalas, Nachash, right? A wolf, a lion, bears, right? Lions, tigers, bears, the whole, you know, the whole group there. A Nachash, Harelu Muadin, they are Muadin Mitzchila, right? Oh, not domesticated animals. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Zman Shein B'nei Tarbus, Einon Muadin, V'Nochash Muad Liola. Okay. What is this group, this last group in the Mishnah? What are they? Karen? Or Shein and Regel? What is a lion and a tiger and a bear and a snake? And a panther? And a hyena? Ferocious animals. Wild animals. They're muad mitchila. That's on a list. The Mishnah calls them muad mitchila. Are they Karen muad mitchila? Or are they Shein and Regel? And Nafka Minas, Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Could be other Nafka Mina, but mostly Rosh Hasharabim. So if you look at Tosas on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, it should really be on Tez Vav Amud Beis, but they just printed it on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. That's why it has an asterisk. Hanacha Sharelo Muadim. Everybody have that? You see the little Aleph there? The little Aleph is the Aleph of the Gra. Okay, if you look at the Aleph of the Gra, I didn't see anything about it. The Gra says, Nir Be'enai V'Rambam Cholek Alzeh. Okay, what's he cholek on? So let's see. Tosa says, La b'cholin yane hezek chashivi muadim, ela kol echad b'midi de'urche. Big chiddush of Tosas that most Rishonim agreed to. And that is as follows. The animal is a muad mitchila, or the particular anticipated, you know, attacking mode of that animal is muad liyola. So, for example, kigon shabaz e v'taraf, right? Ari v'daras otaraf lahaniach avamid de lo urche kigon ari shataraf the achal. Okay, a lion doesn't usually, grab the, you know, or tear out the, you know, the food and then eat it. That's not what a lion does. That's what a wolf does. Sorry. Yeah. V'chein shar hazekos lavurkayu lo havamuadim el mishalmi chatzin nezek u'mimid dekayu mishalim nezek shalem. Unbelievable Tosas. Tosas says two things that are chidusha. Right? And most people agree with the Bali Tosas. One is that lions and tigers and bears and snakes, right, are pturim versus harabim. They're shein and regal, they're not caring. Right? Number two, and it flows really from here, is that they are only chayiv nezek shalem, they're only muad mitchila, right, in the way that they normally attack. Okay, so the wolf has his way, and the lion has his way, and the nachash has his way, etc. Kidamar Shmuel b'gemara, aribush asarabim doras v'yachal potur, afil nachash einen b'nishicha. What about the nachash? Right, the Nachar supposedly doesn't enjoy, you know, his, that's part of his curse. Right, doesn't enjoy the Netzicha. Kedamin v'erkam v'detaynish, and eskabtu kolchai yisaitzal Nachash, v'romul somah no yeshlach, v'kamokom kivin d'urchi b'hachi, hava kamo regal u'pater v'shus harabim, lo hava kamo keren, the boss of the yayin, hava b'di miskavin l'hazik, right, midachashiv le'gab yachrini. Tosa says this Mishnah is talking about Shein and Regal. However, what the Gra points out is that the simple reading of the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, it's the Rambam that we read before. It sounds like this is part of Keren. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Niske Mamon, Halacha, what was it about? Above. Number 18. Chamisha mine behema muad mitchilas priyasan lahazik afilo in tarbos. Right, even if they're domesticated. A domesticated lion. Somebody just sent me an article, something about, which states of the Union are you allowed to keep, you know, your pet lion in your home. Okay, apparently there are four states where you can, one of them is Wisconsin. The person who sent to me said, I was surprised about Wisconsin. What? The others made sense, like Texas or something, you know. So, yeah. So, Alpilo ein tarbos lefikach, imeziku o hemisu, binegicho, bineshicho, derisa, e kiyotsu em chayb nesakon. Notes the Rambam didn't say, right, the trefas hazaev and the drisas ha'ari. Right, Rambam said, if you get these wild, ferocious animals, the chayv nezek shalem. Doesn't matter how they do it. Elohein hazaev ha'ari adov anamer abaydalas v'chein anachash anashach hareza muad afilo yitarvus. So, it could be that the Bali Tosu, how come the Bali Tosu didn't say like the Rambam? At least on one of the Kiddushim. Namely, why not say the lion, the tiger, and the bear is a Karen Muad Mitzchila? What, it's Bechezkas Shem or Kaimi? Huh. Right? Not likely. You know, if you walk in the street with your dog and your cat and your cow and your sheep, you know, then you could say it's Bechezkas Shem or Kaimi. You know, not with your lion, your tiger, and your bear. So, is it possible that the Bali Tosas hold that Karen, by definition, part of the Hagdara of Karen, is that there needs to be a transition from Matam to Muad? That's part of the Hilchoseim. Remember the Gemara says on Hamad Base, why do we write each one of these things separately? The Hilchoseim. So it's interesting. The other Hilchoseim are Kulas and Chumras, you know, particularly Tamun and Kalim, you know, and this Adam, and you know, Rosh Hasharabim, right? But Karen's is the transition, the Mavar, between Tam and Muad. It's a little bit strange. You could say that is a Kula and a Chumra. That's just an assessment of Cheska Shimur, right? But maybe some of the Rishonim hold that the Hagdara, the definition of Karen, you know, includes Al Pidin, the transition from Tam to Muad. So unlike Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, who may be like consistent with the Rambam in this regard, who thought that at least in theory, again, it's hard to know what Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel hold the Maskana either, but Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel and certainly the Radvaz in the name of the Riva are saying, when the Gemara thought that Karen Klusha was Chatzi Nezek, they were thinking that Karen Mechuberes is Nezek Shalim. On the basis of what? Their answer is, it's Karen Muad Mitzchila. So where do we have such a thing? I mean, that's the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah on Tezvav Medeis. But the Bali Tosis, who couldn't abide it, and who said the whole Gemara has to be only according to the Mandomar Palga Niska Mamona, and even then, it's not even a carry according to the printed Tosis, it's even less than that. Because it's not that the Gemara is Aliba de Mandomar Palga Niska. The Gemara is telling you, you know, that if not for these psukim, we might have made this horrible mistake and thought of Palgin Miska Mamona, then therefore, the way to read, once you know the psukim, is to say Palgin Miska Knossa. Why not just say a simple pshat, like the Rach and Rashi and the Radvans? Maybe Tosis Lashitasam on Tezayin Amud Aleph, and reading the Mishnah on Tezvav Amud Beis, that lions and tigers and bears is Shein V'Regel. Now, there is a Tosis I should mention. Tosis does consider the possibility of Karen Muad Mitzchila, if it isn't an animal. How do you have Karen that's not an animal? In a hybrid, what's called a hybrid case, as I mentioned before. And that's got, I'm not going to look at the whole case right now, but if you look at Gimel of Tosis on Gimel of Mitzchila, just for a second, Tosis is talking about a case of... in the case of the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph is Avanos Sakinu Maso Shenicham Berushas Arabim Viziku. So here, just look at it for 1 second. The Gemara says in the bottom here of Gimel Amud Aleph, Ela Avanos Sakinu Maso Shenicham Berushas Arabim. You put a knapsack or some object in Rushas Arabim, right? Viziku, and it causes damage. So the Gemara says, how did it cause the damage? Hechadami. If he put his object in Rosh Hasharabim and he was mafkirit, right? Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, hayna bor. Rav and Shmuel debate whether what's the story of a boar that you have bailus on, right? But if you were mafkir, if there's no bailus, it's a typical boar. It's like a boar Rosh Hasharabim. Either lo afkirinu, if he wasn't mafkirit, says the Gemara. So Ila Shmuel, Damar Kula mi bor lamanu, hainu bor. Shmuel says it doesn't matter. So it's a bor. But Ila Rav, Damar Kula mi shor lamanu, hainu shor. So then it's a shor. Oh. So you have this bor shor, okay? Because it's not a living, breathing, it's a knapsack. It's, you know, something that he put in Rishus Arabin. But since he retained his ownership, it's not, doesn't have the status of a bor. So look at Tosa. Tosa says, Hainu Karen, the Shein V'Regel, Pturim B'Shusar. What shore is it?
Karen.
By the way, according to Avelvel, according to the Griz, the question doesn't even start. Which shore is it? The answer is it's the Tzad HaShavah Shebehen shore. It's the unified theory of all Nezikin. Right? But that's not the way Bali Tosis is thinking. Hainu Karen, the shore that it is Karen. Why? Because otherwise it would be Potur, right? The Shein V'Rego Potur B'Shus HaRabin. So he says, "Ubavonos akino ein lechalek ben tamus lemuados de lo shayich lechalek ele b'balei chayim." An interesting line. Tosa says, "But if it's a shore, if this knapsack has the legal status of a karen, a shore karen, then how come there's no din of tam? Right?
It doesn't do anything."
The whole thing is strange, right? So the in the next few lines, Tosfos is going to say, where's the Kavanos al-Hazik? It's a knapsack. Right? So then they say, we don't know. Maybe it's like the Rajba. Maybe it's Mibain Shneim. But before they even get to that, Tosfos basically, what bothered Tosfos? Maybe this again, because Tosfos is saying, when it comes to animals, part of the definition of Karen is the transition between Tam and Muad. But when it comes to legal shores, legal Karen, that's not, you know, living and breathing, right? There you can have a din of Karen without the transition. In any case, it's an interesting question. The Riva, I mean, let's finish this point, has a different suggestion. He suggests that when the Gemara was going to distinguish between Karen Tlusha and Karen Mechuberes, what they had in mind is that there are two different avos, right, of Karen. There are two dinim of Karen. One is based on Kiyigach, like Mehechetesi, like where's the Makar, that's what we're trying to explain, right, different shitas. So Yiva says, oh, there are two psukim, Kiyigof and Kiyigach. Let's see if I can find it quickly. This is just a very interesting idea, the question of whether it has any echoes. L'maskana. This is on page 4. Is it 5? Or 4? One second. Yeah. Look at the Ritzva. Page 36. Line 30. The Ritzvot Tirets, the Sokadai Tachamina, Kibin de Beshora Mazik Sivki Yigov, the Mashma Karen Mechuberes, Uksiv Onoda Kishor Nagach, the Mashma Tlusha, Midel Oksiv Nogaif, Ahu de Shabbat Tlusha Mechuberes, Al Beshora Memis, the Loksiv Ela Kiyigach, Mashma Tolush, Einon Shavos the Liftor Mechuberes Yafshar, Kivin Chivrach Monagabin Azikin, in Kain Ema Kula Muedasi, Kamash Milan and so on. The way the Ritzva reads the Gemara thought that Karen Tlusha is one Av of Karen based on Kiyigach. And that has a din of tam. And then there's another av of Karen, based on the pasuk of Kiyigov, where you have muad mitchila. That's what Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan of the Radvaz say, but not misvara, but based on a different limud. Okay? The Gilyon has another possibility. Just give me one more minute. Gilyon Tosis, number 16. Just interesting, because they're all bothered by the same question. It's very radically different solutions with different implications. Ema kulam uedasi d'isson u'kmei v'shilach l'keren m'chuberes t'vei mibaregel apagav d'siv m'shalke regel kibin d'kvar ashkechon d'chayv v'chatzi nezek b'tlusha imkein havim m'kmina v'shilach ha'keren. Similar to the Ritzva, but a slightly different point. Not two Avos Nezikin of karen ki yigach and ki yigof, but the pasuk that we end up using for the pasuk that we end up using for regel, and which the Rambam quoted anyway for karen, right? Ubir b'sadra acher, or v'shilach ubir, that pasuk would have been the makar for karen mechuberes. We would have thought that regel would not be an av nezikin. Instead, there would be two av nezikins of karen. One based on ki yigach and the other based on v'shilach. Okay. So what you have here is really a wide range of different views about Karen and Shane and Regel, generic, Mechaivim, etc. Okay, let me just finish till the bottom line. This is going to take another 2 minutes because we're not going to be here for the next couple of weeks. So that is part of the story. Oh, I just want to add one other thing before I continue this for one more minute. The Gilyon's explanation, why you have a pasuk, it says a beer, the shilach ubiyar, you would use that for karen and not for regel, correct? What's the yichus of karen mechuberes that it should be preferable to use the pasuk for that and not for regel? Ah, there's a terrific line, just... Why? Afagav the siv b'shalach regel, kiven the kfar ashkechon, the chayiv chatzin nezek b'tavsho. Oh. If chatzin nezek of keren tlusha, and this according to this view, they want to avoid, this is not the view that it's only according to the mandamar, chatzin nezek ma. Right? All these answers that we've seen in the last couple of minutes are to save us from the more draconian solution of the Bali Tosis, right, which is that the whole sugya is only alibid mandamar palganiska mamona, but lahalacha, the palganiska knasa, none of this would be true. Right? We're saying, no, this is our explanations why even if you hold palganiska knasa, right, we would still have a makar to teach you that Karen Mechuberes would be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. And we have different reasons that we've suggested. So listen to this. So the Gilyon is explaining, because you would have gone to a different part of the Parshas Mishpatim, and you would have said, it says, V'shilach Ubir. Instead of using that for Regel, we would have used it, we would have bumped Regel. Like, who knows what would have happened to Regel, right? We would have bumped, maybe it'd be Potter. We would have bumped Regel for Karen Mechuberes. So the Gilyon is saying, like, why? Why is Karen Mechuberes, more chayiv than Regel? The answer is because we already know anyway that Karen is mechayiv chatzin nezek and Karen tlusha. So probably Karen Mechuberes, right, is going to be chayiv nezek shalem more so than Regel. So the point, very quickly. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who takes the din of chatzin nezek knas literally, namely, it's a policy decision. But min haTorah, right? Stam sharim becheskas shimur kaimi. Right? You didn't do anything wrong. There's no basis for chiyuv. So the fact that Karen Tlusha pays chatzin nezek because of knas is a reason to think that Karen Mechuberes is going to be chayiv mamo nezek shalem, right? But if we say what we were trying to say last week and what I've been hinting at this week and what I think is the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam and others, which is that the knas in this case is not a coincidence. The knas reveals that even though it's a diluted mazik, right, it's still a din of tashlumei nezek, right? And the policy aspect here isn't just completely extraneous. So then the idea that chatzin nezek, the idea that tlusha is chatzin nezek, is a reason to think right, that negicha b'keren mechuberes is more of a mazik than something like rega. Right? Okay. So let me just one more line before we stop. So the Gemara says as follows. Where are we? Yeah, one second. All right, just one more point very quickly. Yeah. Neshicha told her the Shein who. The Gemara asks, Neshicha told her the Shein he. So the Gemara says, why do you count Neshicha as a told of Karen? Neshicha is Shein, because it's using its teeth. Right? Yeah, the rest we learned. We read through the other parts of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no. Look. Shein yesh hano lehezeka. Ha ein hano lehezeka. Okay? The difference is that even though both use their teeth, shein yesh hano lehezeka, and biting, not eating, but biting, ein hano lehezeka. Okay? Similar Gemara. The Gemara says, revitza be'ita told in the regel. Right, kicking and stomping Ravitza and Beita are told of Karen. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ravitza and Beita told of the Regali. Don't that belong to the Regal because you use your foot? It says the Gemara, lo, Regal is a kamatsui, hani ain't as a kamatsui. Now, even though you use your foot, but this is not a common thing, kicking and stomping. Right, walking is stomping. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Ella told the same love, Kiyotza Behem, to Amra Papa Haya, Ilay Mahani, Maishna Karen, to Kavanasa Lahazik, Amon Choshmiros and Alecha, Hani Nami Kavanasa Lahazik, Amon Choshmiros and Alecha. If we now know what the toldos of Karen are, and in all cases they have a common denominator, namely Kavana Lahazik, so why is there any difference? Ella told her the Karen, Ki Karen. And then the Gemara is going to try the next one, Vichi Kamra Papa, Shein Veregel. Okay, and then we'll analyze Shein Varego when we come back. I just want to leave you with one thought very quickly. What a strange Gemara that the Gemara thought that Neshicha and Be'ita, right, would be under the rubric of Karen. Just because the Tzura is that it uses its foot and its teeth. And even when the Gemara rejected, it's interesting, the Gemara rejected it because it's matsui, it's not matsui, and because it's not hanal hazeka. When you think about it, neshicha and beita and revitza are kavanas and lahazik, and they're mishuna. So they have the qualities of Karen. And the only reason that the Gemara dismisses that they're not Karen and that they are, you know, that they shouldn't go under the category of Shein Veregel because they don't qualify for Shein Veregel. Right, the Gemara should have said, I mean, the question shouldn't have gotten off the ground, and the Gemara should have said, what are you talking about there? It's Mishun of a Kavanas al-Hazik. Instead of proving it doesn't belong in Regel and in Shein, it should have cited, or known to begin with, that it belongs with Karen. Right? But I think this again is where the Rambam got it from, and that is, there's a certain fluidity, there's a certain idea that Karen, Shein, and Regel, as different as they are, the difference is within a family. It's sure refers to all three. And I'll just give you one final example, in this page, I mean, it's throughout the first, two prakim and even more, but you have one example, just to finish. The Talmud Rashba Rajba argues with the Rajba about the following case. Let's say an animal is trying to eat lahanasa. So the animal picks up the food, drops the food into the mud. Okay, and now it's no longer edible even for the animal. Right? What is that? Is that Shein or is that Karen? So the Rajba says, listen, at the end of the day, the animal's intention was hanas achila. The fact that he didn't get what he wanted in the end, it's shein. And since it's shein, therefore, it's not karen. Right? And therefore, there's a patur rishus harabim, and so on and so forth. There's no din of tam. And Talmud Rosh Varajba disagrees. He says there's no hana lehezeko, because the animal didn't get any benefit from it, even though he tried. It doesn't depend on kavana, it depends on actually enjoying the food. So it's karen. In a way, it's a flip opposite case, but it's the same part of the problem. Here you have an example. Is there kavanasa lahazik?
No.
And is it mishuna? An animal picks, I mean, I don't know how frequent it is that the animal's clumsy, but it's not bizarre. The animal picks up more than it can chew, let's say, and you know it all falls out of his mouth and into the mud, and he's not interested in that anymore. If you go to the petting farm, you know, with your children and your grandchildren, it happens all the time, you know. They're all very eager, and they throw this stuff in, and all of a sudden the animal's not interested. Right? But according to the Rajba, Talmud Rajba Varash, even though it doesn't have the qualifications of Karen, since it's not Shein and Regel, it becomes Karen. And in the Gemara, you had the opposite. You had the situation where the Gemara is saying, this shouldn't be Karen because it's Shein V'Regel, and the only reason that it's back to Karen is because it didn't qualify as Shein and Regel. Right? Not because it's Karen. So once again, what you see is that despite the differences between Karen and Shein and Regel, there is a certain overarching category of shore, which they all three belong to. So we'll have to pick up with that. We'll talk more about Shein and its relationship to Regel, Mirza Hashem, when we continue.